Hello, humiliation fans. This is Mistress Erica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy, talking to you today about erotic humiliation by phone and the preparation that you can do to make sure that we have a fantastic time. Now, some of you have called for erotic humiliation by phone session. Others of you out there reading this blog haven't. Regardless if you have had humiliation sessions or not, your task is to take my questions, answer them for yourself, and then bring them to our session. If you are unsure of the answer, that's okay too. We'll work through it together. This way, we're better prepared to have a humiliating good time. It also doesn't hurt to get those juices flowing, Now does it? So what I need to know is, one, what humiliates you? There are various types of erotic humiliation, including SPH, small penis humiliation, cuckolding, sissy or feminization humiliation, public humiliation, loser humiliation, and coerced by humiliation. There are many types of humiliation. These are just the most popular that I have calls on. The second question I have is, what is your erotic humiliation style? This is also important as the type. You see, what I'm doing in session is I'm using my tool of humiliation to elicit certain biological responses in your mind, in your body. And to get those hormones flowing, well, I have to be pretty specific regarding what humiliates you, right? And if you don't know, that's fine. I'll just roll out that humiliation, and when you had enough, you can use your safe word. So, erotic humiliation style, just as important as the type. Do you like strict, sensual, maybe sympathetic and teasing, or maybe mean? Some of you respond wonderfully to a strict tone. Others, why, your willy just wiggles when you hear something like, "Aw, it's so cute. Does it come like a big cock?" "Oh, it's 10 inches straight up. Is it fully erect, really? Aw, well, I'm sorry. Guess we could have some fun, but you're not putting that in my pussy." I mean, what's the point? I wouldn't even feel it, would I? Conversely, a mean or strict humiliation would be something more along the lines of, "Oh my gosh, what is that? Are you a peanut smuggler? Are you kidding me with that 3-inch cock? I waste an entire night on you just to see that pathetic thing? It's gross. I won't have anything to do with it." And then after you beg and plead a little bit, "Maybe I'll let you stroke it and eat that cum." If you're not sure of what style does it for you, or better said, you're not sure how to communicate that to me, just tell me about the first time your cock responded to humiliation. Where were you? What happened? What did you do right after? And this is where I'll begin. I can pick up a lot from your tone and the words that you use to describe the scene to me. Some think I'm a mind reader. I'm not. I'm just a good listener. Now, when talking about humiliation, we really need to talk about degradation and where you stand on the subject, or kneel, whichever that may be. Some are not comfortable with doling out degradation, humiliation, as a mistress. And I know some humiliation sluts that could take a lot of humiliation, but yet not like degradation. What's the difference? Well, humiliation is humbling, hurting your pride, emasculation. Degradation is harsh, verbal, and sometimes even physical. Many losers want to be broken, totally, mind, body, and soul. Imagine a quivering lump of flesh sobbing at the feet of a beautiful woman, making you less than anyone else, and akin to the dirt on the bottom of my shoe. Now, I will engage with degradation with you. After all, a nice introduction, after some discussion. Taking my time, I need to assess you to see if this is something I'm comfortable with doing with you. There, too, is that I must plan for more aftercare in these scenes. I fully appreciate the power of humiliation and degradation and need to feel that you are wholly in before we part. And finally, what is your erotic phone humiliation experience? Do you have any? Do you know why humiliation is exciting to you? Tell me about your experiences on the phone, what you thought was great and not so great. This teaches me more about you also, and where I can lead you. But regardless of where you've been, you can count on me to push those boundaries, as humiliation isn't static. It isn't the same over time. It evolves, like we all do. Increasing your tolerance for increasing levels of humiliation is a matter of course when dealing with erotic phone humiliation. And that's one of the most intriguing and exciting things about it. Are you ready for your erotic humiliation session? Bring your answers and let's have some humiliating good fun. In the meantime, check out my humiliation posts over at intelligentphonefantasy.com. This is Mistress Erica. Until we chat, for your erotic phone session, call 1-800-601-6975.